Amen. You may be seated.
If you get your elements out for communion, we'll have communion now, partake together.
Sorry.
No problem. Reading from 1 Corinthians 11, 23 to 32 from the Passion Translation. I have handed down to you what came to me by direct revelation from the Lord himself. The same night in which he was handed over, he took bread and gave thanks. Then he distributed it to the disciples and said, "Take and eat your fill. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." He did the same with the cup of wine after supper and said, "This cup seals the new covenant with my blood. Drink it, and whenever you drink this, do it to remember me. Whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are retelling the story, proclaiming our Lord's death until he comes. For this reason, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in the wrong spirit will be guilty of dishonoring the body and the blood of the Lord. So let each individual first evaluate his own attitude, and only then eat the bread and drink the cup. For continually eating and drinking with a wrong spirit will bring judgment upon yourself by not recognizing the body. This insensitivity is why many of you are weak, chronically ill, and some even dying. If you do not sit in judgment of others, you will avoid judgment on yourselves. But when we are judged, it's the Lord's training so that we will not be condemned along with the world." Let's take a minute in light of these scriptures to examine our own hearts and ask God to forgive us for any sin that we willfully and knowledgeably have committed. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Taking the bread in your hand. If you can get out of these little containers. Pastor Kev, I need help. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for letting your body be bruised and broken for our healing. Thank you for the offering yourself up on behalf of us. Amen. Let's partake together. Open here this morning. Got it. Jesus, you shed your blood to wash away our sins, and now we give thanks for this provision, and we bless the cup as we partake of your grace, as your blood washes us white as snow. Let's partake together. Thank you, our precious Father, for your provision of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your life lived sinlessly, for your faithful obedience, and for your enduring the humiliation, enduring the pain and the suffering for our sins. Thank you for the mystery of communion of which we just partook. Thank you for the spiritual food that you richly provided for us. Thank you for creating the body of Christ, the church. Thank you for providing a way for our relationships to be restored with you and with one another. Help us now to continue to live in grace and love, that we, as members of Grace Christian Center, might further your kingdom. Yes. Thank you, Jesus, for yourself and for the body of Christ. Amen.